They say, Dr. Minhas, I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Jarrod D. Blacksley, J-A-R-R-O-D, middle initial D, B-L-A-K-E-S-L-E-E. Date of birth 07/27/1979. Date of appointment 3/19/2026. Requesting physician Randy Salmon, R-A-N-D-I-E-S-A-L-M-O-N-N-P. Dear Randy Salmon, I have the pleasure of seeing Jarrod Blacksley today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he is 46-year-old right-handed Caucasian man who had a history of traumatic brain injury in 2005. In July 2025, while he was vacationing in Virginia Beach, he had a seizure. While he was in the sea, the strong waves hit him. He came back to his hotel. He remembered that he told the son that he's shaky. Then he wake up on a stretcher with paramedics around. As per the son, he was shaking on the floor. He became incontinent of urine and stool. The shaking lasted 3 to 5 minutes. Postictal confusion was present. He went to the emergency room. They prescribed Keppra, which he stopped taking. He claimed drinking Keratum, K-R-A-T-U-M, Keratum tea, which he researched and it can cause seizure. He stopped taking it. He's not drinking for the last 8 years. He's having a constant pressure in the head, in the frontal region. His ears are plugged. He has anxiety. Brain is in fog and dizziness. This is going on 6 to 7 months. He is having numbness in the hands. He have more anxiety, no neck pain, little stiffness of the neck, no weakness, no neck pain, no problem in the feet. He has a back pain. He has a panic attack also. His head pressure is sometime with nausea, no photophobia, no phonophobia, with dizziness. He is having dizziness also. He is having aggressive and extreme behavior. Past medical history, seizure, depression, anxiety, panic attack. Past surgical history, some brain surgery, allergy, known drug allergy medication, duloxetine 60 milligram daily. Socialist, he smokes one pack of cigarette per day. He is ex alcohol drinker. He stopped drinking 8 years ago. He is working in a global foundry. He is divorced, lives alone, have 2 children, family esteem, mother alive with cancer of the bladder and kidney, father deceased, alcohol abuse, 2 sisters and 2 brothers alive and healthy. Review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric and musculoskeletal system. I found out that he is having vertigo, confusion, numbness, tingling, depression, anxiety. Physical examination, blood pressure 130 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft, balls on, present, neck supple, there is no carotid bruit. There is no jaundice, sinuses and edema. Neurological examination. Patient is alert, awake, current at time 3. Speech, nephesiano, dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact. There is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline. Shoulder shrug normal. Hearing is good on both sides. Finger to nose, no dysmetria. There is no pronator drift. There is no rigidity. No tremor, motor system examination, strength 5-4-5, deep tender reflexes 2-4, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan, 46-year-old right-handed Caucasian man whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1. First time seizure. Number 2, carpal tunnel syndrome. Number 3, peripheral neuropathy. Number 4, depression. Number 5, anxiety. Next paragraph. At this time, I would like to order MRI of the brain and EEG. I would like to order the EMG of the upper extremities and blood test including B12, folate, TSH, hemoglobin, A1C, iron, total iron binding capacity and vitamin D. I would like to increase the duloxetine to 90 milligram daily. I would like to see him back in my office in 1 month. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.